Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attired.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello, welcome in, our listeners joining us now in Sacramento at 98 Rock, California's rock station.
California.
Also, our friends at 94.7 KZND, Alaska's rock alternative.
Alaska.
Up in Anchorage and Rock 95 in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
North Dakota.
Right. Big show for you today. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, the head chef, is all about desserts. Do we also mention the show 2,999, one away from 3,000. Noah Sherlock is coming up. We will drink a toast with a shot of the day and another round of profile. This, in the meantime, the game is Big Dummy. And we just got started here with Guillermo. He is playing for Team Not Sober and working on question number one.
That's right. Welcome back to the program, Guillermo. And in case you didn't hear earlier, we have determined that the name Guillermo is a name for a sex act illegal in 17 countries.
Mm-hmm. Watch as the pinky disappears.
Yeah. Two fingers, three hands. All right, here is your question. At what university did Tiger Woods play collegiate golf for 2 years before turning pro?
Ooh.
It's one of what? One of seven NCAA schools where the team's name does not end in S. Correct?
It is one of those. I don't know if it's seven but yeah,
nine,
it is one
maybe?
Of the...
That used to be a good trivia question.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have no idea.
I give you a hint. There's a tree involved.
Stanford.
Oh, man.
Stanford.
Probably not smart enough to know about Stanford. Are you, Guillermo?
I can't even spell NCAA, man. I'm like, I have no idea.
All right, let's see here. The album Black Star, that was whose last album released just days before he died? It's in the last couple of years.
Oh, man.
Pretty iconic.
David Bowie?
You got it.
Boom. Oh. You nailed it. You didn't even know, but you got it right anyway. Did he say David Bowie?
Yeah, we got it right. Yeah.
Most of us would say Bowie, but we understand that. You're thinking of knife or Maryland.
Maryland.
Oh, man. I'll save that joke for the break.
Game is a Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA, who is our next contestant.
Oh, already.
You know what it is, don't you? Wait, hold on. Oh, it was named for this. And you know it.
I know. It took me a second. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Scott, you sober, not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Scott. Welcome to the show. Men's Room poll. Scott, you got to scream one name during sex every time you have sex. Will it be your dad's, your mom's, dogs, cats, or your ex's?
I'll take the dog.
You're going to take the dog? What's your dog's name, Scott?
Ilsa.
What is it?
Ilsa. I-L-S-A.
I-L-S-A. Ilsa.
Like from Frozen?
That was Elsa.
No, that's what it is.
Yeah. This is Ilsa, Ted.
Sorry.
Not Ilsa.
What's with the name Ilsa?
She came from the eye litter. Her name was originally Indy. My wife is German, so she changed it to Ilsa. She liked that.
Oh, okay. All
right. Yeah, she's a bird dog. She's a hunter, so it works for her.
Okay. You should take her to a pet store.
Just let her go.
I do. She tries to bite the cats.
Thought you got the canaries or something.
Isn't bird dog also the nickname for like baseball scouts? Bird dog?
Is it?
I think so.
You would know better than us. Maybe hear that next week on Big Dummy.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. What Christmas song has the biggest sales of all time?
White Christmas.
Oh, wow. Nice job, Scott.
I'm dreaming of... That's such a slow, boring-ass song, man.
That's a number one Christmas song of all time.
Number one in sales, yeah.
I figured it'd be like Mariah Carey or something that would just be, you know, something you would think about. But
she's saying all of this crap. Like, she has her original Christmas song or whatever, but inevitably, like I said, they keep running this con job of selling you these goddamn Christmas albums or the exact same songs as the other Christmas albums. But yeah, so even with her singing it, turns out White Christmas, of all of them, it's the biggest sales.
All right, the game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Eric, you sober or not sober?
Sober today.
Sober Eric, welcome to the program. Eric, our men's room poll. You got to scream one name every time you have sex from here on out. Will it be your dad's name, your mom's name, dog's or cat's name, or your ex's name?
I don't have any pets currently. Can I use an old pet?
Yeah, of course.
We used to have a dog named Shotzi.
Shotzi?
Shotzi.
Chachi, as in like Joni and Chachi?
No, like rhymes with the dice game Yahtzee, but with a SH.
Shotzi.
All right.
Shotzi. Oh, Shotzi.
Can I get another Shotzi?
That's where my mind went.
All right, here's your question. According to the Elton John song Rocket Man, what time of day is 0 hour?
What's he burning out his fuse up here alone? Rocket Man. 0 hour. Is that when they take off? I don't know.
It's part of the lyric of the song.
But he tells you the time.
Mm-hmm.
What time is 0 hour?
Yes, according to the song.
12 o'clock.
Oh, no. Sorry. 9 a.m. Huh?
9 a.m. That is correct.
9 a.m.
Whoa. Men's room members only question. This is a question where the answer is one of the members of this very radio program. Here is your question. Which member of the men's room was expelled from 3 different high schools a total of 4 different times?
I'm going to guess Thrill.
Oh, you got it. Something to be proud of. Unbelievable.
I should be upset that you guessed me.
Mm-hmm.
But I did earn that distinction, so
did not even hesitate.
I can't be that upset.
Did not hesitate at all.
To be fair, the first 3 times I got expelled, those were on the level. The 4th time I got expelled, and trust me, there's much explaining to my parents at this time of my life, but the 4th time I was expelled, they didn't get their paperwork straight from the 3rd time I had been expelled. So when I was told I was allowed to go back to Baltimore City Public Schools, the paperwork hadn't gone through, and the evil, horrible woman who I could tell many stories about, she didn't have the paperwork. She was more than happy to kick me out again. But when I got the paperwork straight, I was allowed back into the school.
Oh, was she nice to you after that?
No, she was not nice to me. She was, and not only that, when I finally graduated from that school, that was this evil woman. I wanted to say, actually, you know what her name was? And it just figured, Miss Malachi. Can't make it up, right? So it was Miss Malachi's last year at my high school. She transfers high schools and goes to the high school of my buddy Tony. And I did not realize this. He got in trouble for something. Anyway, he calls me to say, hey, man, you told me about this woman named Miss Malachi. I'm like, complete bitch, whatever. He's like, well, she's at my school now. I'm like, oh, dude, I'm sorry. Now it's his senior year. I said, man, I'm sorry. Just stay away from her. He's like, look, it's too late. I got in trouble. I didn't know. It's my friend. I didn't know that this woman was like our new vice principal, whatever she was. And she says her name was Miss Malachi. And he said, I made the mistake of going, hey, I think we know the same person. Said, I said your name to her, and he said, man, her face just turned to absolute S, and I probably got in more trouble than I should have. I said, brother, believe me when I tell you this. Do not name drop me with that woman. Nothing good will happen for you.
Game is Big Dummy 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Levi. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy!
Hola. Levi, are you sober or not sober today?
Not sober.
Not sober Levi. All right, Levi, welcome to the show. Levi, our men's room poll. You're going to have to scream one name every time you have sex from here on out. Will it be your dad's, your mom's, your dog or cat's, or your ex's?
Hey, well, that's easy. My dog's name is Mercy.
Okay. So you're going to take your dog. All right.
Mercy.
Let's not go down that road too early, man. Then it gets weird. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Tell people you're French.
Merci.
What's up?
So you can tell people you're French.
All right. Here's your question. Yeah. Multiple choice. Who appeared on a coin first? George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, or Benjamin Franklin?
Abraham Lincoln.
One and done, Levi. Nice job. Wow.
So you got to, what the hell were they putting on coins between George Washington and it? There's, what,
well, that was
90
probably
years difference. Right?
Well, that would be the penny,
right?
So I'm just assuming they did it.
Well, then they had different pennies. I mean, I don't know if it was like, well, they had like an eagle or a buffalo or something, and then I guess we decided to start commemorating.
Well, the
people
buffalo
on that.
was the nickel.
That was a nickel, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I have no idea. I know that there was a wheat penny for a while, but Abraham Lincoln was still on the front of the wheat penny.
Yeah, I remember that. And it's an insulting, though, if you say, like, look, we're going to honor these people. So to me, as far as coins go, like, George Washington got the best, right? If you drop a quarter, mm-hmm. you will look around to find the
you
quarter.
You pick sure. it up.
If yeah. you drop a penny, you're like, if it rolls too far away, you're like, yeah, whatever.
Now the hell with it, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, is that a great... I would put people you don't like on the penny. Like, here's James Polk. No one cares about him, right? He's worth 1 cent. Who cares? Like,
because we're a carrot ass. Top or something.
Right. The same for a penny.
Because it's worthless.
Right. It doesn't mean anything.
It's not
anything.
The carrot top is worthless, but the denomination
but you wouldn't
is,
care.
Is basically worthless.
That's right? Exactly.
You could put Homer Simpson on the goddamn
it's just,
it just doesn't matter.
That's what I mean.
It doesn't matter.
Abraham, the $5 bill, cool. Yeah. The penny, like, come on, man.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
We replace Abe Lincoln with Carrot Top. Let's see if anyone noticed.
You would collect the... you
Carrot
would
collect Top the Penny?
You would, sure. If it was all just...
If there was a Carrot Top Penny, I would collect.
Pop culture pennies. You know what I mean?
You know what? You're right.
But you just like you would with stamps and everything else. You're like, dude, all I need to do is get the Marge Simpson penny, and I got the whole right. set.
The whole set.
You know what?
I have 100 of them. It's worth $1 now.
Exactly. All I need is that Alec Baldwin penny.
You might as well, right?
Right, exactly.
Make pennies interesting.
Still to come, head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is all about desserts. And No S. Sherlock coming up as well right after the game known as Big Dummy. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head Chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, all about desserts. We'll bring in the Head Chef right after the game known as Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA. Who is our next contestant ready to play the big game?
Before we get there, a few comments came in.
Okay.
We were saying, as far as the penny goes, it's got to be somewhat insulting for Abe Lincoln, right? Pretty good legacy as far as presidents go, and you put them on this worthless penny. I mean, a penny, it costs, what, twice as much to produce as it's worth.
It's like daylight savings. It needs to go.
It needs to go away, right? Just, let's get over the tradition, get rid of it. If you drop it, you don't even look for it. That's how worthless it is. And we said, man, they should come up with commemorative pennies. We even said, hell, Carrot Top. Why not, mm-hmm. right? Marge Simpson. Someone here says, make the penny interesting. Thanks for kicking a coin collector where it hurts. Ouch. Look up the U.S. large cent, the half cent, the 3 cent, in some areas of the U.S., even have their own 2 cents minted.
Look, if you could still spend the penny. No one is saying that you can't do that. But if you actually stop making the penny would then become more valuable.
Right.
Because it's now basically a collector's item. Now, it would take a little time. Maybe it only doubles its value.
It's more valuable than it's worth. Like,
exactly.
You can only get
more
a penny.
Money to make it.
It's worth almost 2 cents in its component parts, right? But you only get half the value for it. And like I said, people don't care if they drop it, so just get rid of the damn thing.
Yeah, it's just, it's not.
Take one or leave one. We don't care, it's a penny.
Yeah, think about that, right? They'll just, at a store, like, take one, leave one, man, we don't care.
I'm having a great day.
Why?
I picked up a penny, it's been just nothing but luck ever since.
I'm 1 cent richer.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Angela, welcome to the men's room.
Angela, are you on team sober, team not sober today?
Sadly sober.
All right, Angela, welcome to the show. Angela, our men's room poll today. You're going to have to scream one person's name every time you have sex for the rest of your life.
Thrill. I know that's your first go-to.
Would you prefer your dad's name, your mom's name?
How do you know?
Your dog, cat, or ex's name?
Probably my ex. I don't have a dog or a parent, so. Okay.
What's your ex's name?
And his name's Mick, so I can just pretend it's Mick Jagger.
His name was Mick.
All right, then.
Yeah.
All right. Or you can pretend he's Mick Mars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go.
It's going to be a stiff
or
one tonight.
Just have them, one of them, I guess, huh?
All right, let me ask you this. I mean, honest to God, I understand to a degree why people might think that Mick Jagger's sexy, right? Because he just does his thing and he doesn't give a flying F. I understand that. But is he actually good looking?
Look,
since childhood.
No.
I understand he's rich. I understand he does his stuff. But to just look at him, if he was not the Mick Jagger we know.
No.
And he walked in and asked anyone for a date, they would say, you and your big ass head need to go the hell away.
It would be his aura of who he is as Mick Jagger.
But that's what I mean. If you take that away.
Then nothing.
But there's nothing.
Yeah. There's a very skinny.
Have you ever seen that ad where they do that where the ugly guy is standing in front of the car or something and he's a big old chubby guy and he's not very attractive and then he's got some ugly girl next to him and then in the next one, the next picture, next side by side, it's the same guy with the guitar in his hand and some hot girl.
Right.
Yeah. It should be for Guitar Center.
Okay.
There you go,
Musicians. This will help. That's all they need to say.
It helps
us hot enough. Yeah. I get the Mick Jagger's like sexy, but I'm like, he's not actually good looking.
I think Mick Jagger's kind of cute. I mean,
real.
But you know him as Mick Jagger.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I just introduced you to my friend.
Maybe it is because he is who he is.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's on stage.
Right.
That goes a long, long way.
It absolutely
does.
He's
on what?
He's on stage. Like, once I was waiting stage to do a stage announcement, and I asked this girl for a piece of gum, and she was like, no. Like basically, like, I can't believe you talked to me. Then I did the stage announcement, and later she found me in the bar.
And gave you gum?
No, I did the same thing. Kick rocks.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's called karma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you were that, Ted.
Little F you.
I'm embarrassed for her.
See this gum? I got gum.
Yeah. You just had a Mick Jagger moment.
Over here.
Yeah.
Throw it out the door. There you go. Go get it.
All right. Here's your trivia question. In 1980.
What do I win if I get it right?
You get a rub down
from Mick Jagger.
Oh, yes. You guys
and one
rock.
Piece of gum.
Woo!
And one night with Mick Mars. All right.
And Mick Mars.
In 1984, who became the first African-American U.S. presidential candidate ever to win a primary?
What year was this?
Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, that's correct.
1984.
The point is moot.
I remember that. Now, I've never had a job, but I have driven a Saab. Mm-hmm. Because I've driven that car, I believe I can go far.
That was also the time where he did a lead kind of, I don't know, like a Temptations type of skit. And think about this.
Was this the SNL thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He did a song called, he calls New York Hymietown.
Right.
Because he's been accused of calling New York Hymietown.
Because he called it
Hymietown.
He was recorded calling it Hymietown.
So then he goes out and he sings a song, and it's called Don't Let Me Down, Hymietown.
Right.
Exactly. Could you imagine that now?
No.
People lose a goddamn mind.
I mean,
and it was a funny skit.
I just remember, I mean, he was the man, mm-hmm. like when I was a kid.
Game is a big dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Dustin, are you sober or not sober?
I am unfortunately sober.
All right, Dustin, welcome to the show. Dustin, you got to scream one name every time you have sex. That's our men's room poll. Will it be your mom's, your dad's, your dog or cat, or your ex's?
It'd have to be a dog.
Dog? What's your dog's name?
It's my girlfriend's dog. It's Zelda.
Oh, Zelda.
That sounds kind of cool, though. No one's going to really mind being called Zelda, I don't think, right?
I mean, it sounds like you're playing a video game.
Yeah, but still.
You know, like, have you ever met a Zelda?
No.
Right. By the way, the pennies, information about them still rolling in. Let's see here. Someone says, I have a penny from 1853.
And it's worth 4 cents.
No, it is worth $20.
Oh, all right. Well, good for you.
Well, think about that.
Yeah.
Guess what I have that's worth
$20?
Mm-hmm. You can buy a $20 bill. Right. Yes.
You can go to McDonald's and buy two people's food.
Damn. Think about that. than someone commenting on Mick Jagger. He's ugly as F. All right. Here is your question. Operation Overlord is better known by what name?
Pass on that one.
Iraqi Freedom?
D-Day.
Oh, D-Day. Oh.
D-Day. Also known as D-Day.
I schedule a D-Day every weekend.
Guess what day it is, ladies?
It's D-Day.
I get the feeling you'll get this one right. How many pieces of bun are used in a McDonald's Big Mac?
Three.
Three delicious buns. How do they do the middle one?
I was going to say, how does this work out, right?
They toast that, I guess. They just make a round loaf of bread.
Well, now, is the middle bun just a bottom bun?
No, it's a cylinder. That's what I'm saying. Do they make a cylinder loaf of bread?
And I assume it's just a larger bun, and then you cut it twice.
Maybe.
I could be wrong.
You might be right.
Like, I would think there's just a machine. You put the bun in, and then
it just cuts out the middle?
Well, now, here's the mystery. What is the middle bun of the...
Yeah, we've got to find out.
Wait, there's the top, there's
the
bottom.
I eat Big Mac all the time, right?
I just assumed it was a bottom
piece. I eat Big Mac. I eat Big Mac a lot. I find Big Mac tasty. Big Mac bun good.
Let's see here. Big Mac. Tell you what, man. Remember when we had the Big Mac sauce?
Yeah.
I went through a phase in my home. The Big Mac sauce was going on a lot.
Oh, sure, man.
I don't know, man. You might be right, Ted. It might just be like the middle. No, it's a loaf.
Look at that.
It's an individual loaf.
Look at the bottom picture.
Yeah, look at this one right here.
All right.
I think it's a different loaf altogether. And then they toast it.
No, man, look at that. That just looks like the bottom bun again.
Is it the bottom bun again?
I don't know. It's saying it looks like the bottom bun.
See, because they try to do it right here, and it's like, nah.
That's crap. They don't do all that.
They have to.
We've been to McDonald's. That's like that is
like
not what
tries
they do.
To make a homemade hamburger at home. That's like what Eddie Murphy was talking
and
about.
That's exactly what he was trying to tell
white
you.
White bread with the onions and green peppers hanging off of it. Like, that ain't McDonald's right there. Oh, Big Mac sliders my ass. Oh, it looked too bad. All right, the game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
That's a quick change of emotion.
Well, look.
My ass. Look, where are these sliders at?
I don't know. Somebody's like, these are my Big Mac sliders.
Yeah, I get down on that.
Yeah, okay. They're pretty good.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Hello, Patricia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Patricia, are you sober or not sober?
Sober. I'm just leaving work.
Oh, good for you.
Get out of there.
Patricia, our men's room poll, you got to scream one name every time you have sex from here on out. Will it be your dad's name, your mom's name, dog or cat or exes?
My dog.
What's your dog's name?
Rocket.
Rocket. All right. Yep. I think most people could take that.
More penny news. I have a 1942 penny. It is worth over $1 million.
Whoa. What are you doing listening to our show?
Is that one of those steel
are you retired?
Pennies or something like that? It's what, World War II? I want to say they stopped using copper then, and you had the steel pennies for 1 or 2 years.
Yeah, but who... Okay, I got to ask. And I know that there's a whole group out there that collects and trades and all that stuff, obviously.
Sure.
Who is going to spend $1 million on a penny? So, in other words, you know, like, I got to be honest. The auction is for one penny.
Right.
It's for a penny. It's a penny. I'm going to spend $1 million for a penny?
Yeah.
I'd suppose I'd just take a nail and drive it through the middle of my skull.
But you're rich enough that you're obsessed with a penny that you'd pay $1 million for.
Is there somebody out there who's willing to pay $1 million for a penny? Is
you
there
know
a market
there is.
For
That's
it?
Why it's worth
that
a million.
Must, yeah.
It's the, but here's the thing. So $1 million penny person from 42. How many of these pennies were produced? Like, if it's the last one of its kind, I get it, right? Mm-hmm. But otherwise, yeah, I'm with you. Like, I have a hard time giving you $1 million to get one penny in return.
Really? Who's going to buy that?
Yeah, exactly. It's like the guy we had a couple weeks ago. A dude broke into his boss's office and stole his boss's rare coin collection valued at almost $33,000. But this dude took the coins and dumped them into a Coinstar and got face value and walked out with
$30.
$30. All right, here is your question. Now that the Blockbuster video rental store has closed in Australia, there's only one Blockbuster left on the face of planet Earth. In what U.S. state would you find it?
Oh, my gosh. I just heard this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like...
Are you skydiving at the moment?
Missouri. No, I'm walking to my car.
Alaska. Not Alaska.
Yeah,
oh, it's not?
I thought it was
right.
Alaska, too. That one has since closed down. Robin and Gerald, neck of the woods in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, Bend, Oregon.
Yep, that's the last one. So I guess there were two. And I want to know the story of clothes, what, yesterday, 2 days ago, something like this, but...
I thought John Oliver sent what's-his-name's underwear to the one in Alaska.
In Alaska, but I think it's since closed down, like fairly recently, I think it closed down. So Bend, Oregon. All right, ahead of the curve, they say.
There's only one left. Like, if you work at the store, do you have to give the money to the parent company, or do you just pocket it at this point?
You know what? You're right. Like, whatever, man. If you don't have a cash register.
Yeah. Do you want a movie? Just take it, dude.
Just take it. I don't care. We're going to be closed soon anyway. All right, here's your question. I just learned this today. According to DC Comics, what is Aquaman's home state? See, I would have thought Atlantis or something like this, but apparently...
Is it the United States?
It's in the United States, right. According to DC Comics.
Huh. I'm going to say Washington.
California.
Florida.
Maine.
Maine!
Oh, he's from Maine. That's why he's always in the wetsuit.
He's in the wetsuit, you got to be angry. Like, if you're swimming in the North Atlantic, you're angry, right? Mm-hmm. You're a tough guy. If you're swimming in the South Atlantic, you just don't care about anything. All right, in the Star Wars first movie, where was the cantina that they met Han Solo?
I have no idea. I don't watch Star Wars.
Tatooine.
More precisely.
Alderaan. No.
Alderaan's blowing up, man. Wow, dude, a lot of people died on Alderaan. That's a pretty harsh thing to say.
You talking about the
town?
It's
like a million voices cried out in the Force.
Are you talking about the town's name?
Yeah.
The bar is? That's where all the bootleggers are.
Chicago.
Yeah, it's a Chi-town.
Most Eisley. All right, here is your question. Nancy Cartwright provides the voice for which Simpsons character?
Marge.
Nope. The baby?
Nancy Cartwright is the voice of Bart Simpson.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Bart.
Oh. Okay.
Patricia, how far do you have to park from your job? Is it like 4 miles?
No, I'm just standing here in the parking lot now because I don't want to cut out so much.
Okay.
About half a mile now.
All right. What did abolitionists oppose?
I have no idea. I don't even know what an abolitionist is.
John Brown?
Slavery?
Slavery?
Slavery, yeah.
Dang.
What a whack job.
Harper's Ferry? John Brown?
Miles, you will appreciate this question. I did not know this before today. What is the edible part of a sea urchin? If you're eating sea urchin like with a sushi or something.
Oh, God.
What part of the sea urchin are you eating?
Oh, do not order that. Oh, it's like it's like tapioca ass pudding. It's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's like eating terrible. The poop.
Gonads.
Okay. Obvious jump.
Doesn't that explain so much?
God, it does. It's so terrible.
It's mushy and disgusting, and I read that today. Like, that explains a lot. That explains a lot.
Sorry, you guys don't have a better palate.
I'm just not into sea urchin gonads. And just with that name alone, I thought I would be.
You know, they call me Urchin Ted.
Urchin Ted. I've heard that about time. You. You all about the urchin gonads. All right, here's your question. What current U.S. state was known as Russian America until 1867?
Oh, my gosh. Russian America?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see this place from someone's yard?
Some people think they can.
All right.
I have no idea.
Come on, think about it. Russian America. America.
Russian America.
It's now a U.S.
state.
I don't
know.
Alaska.
That doesn't make no sense to me.
They're only like, 90 miles away.
Okay, I got you.
All right, Patricia. During which war did Benedict Arnold become a traitor to the American people? Oh, no.
I don't know.
Guess a war.
Name a war.
Any war.
World War II.
That's not a bad guess.
No, it's a terrible guess.
Revolution.
She knew,
but she knew a war.
She did know a war.
Question number 8, Patricia.
What movie was Pixar's first feature film? It featured Tom Hanks.
I don't know. Don't know that one either.
Toy Story.
Patricia, what is your strong subject?
Good question.
Is there one?
Yeah, we know.
What is the bar in your shower used for?
Oh, not that one. The bar in your shower? Tell the curtain rod up.
Mine's to serve alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here is your question. Mach 1 refers to the speed of what?
Mach 1.
Come on.
There's only two speeds.
Speed of, I'd say, sound?
Whoa.
How do you know that?
Whoa. I don't think she knew that.
All right.
I think she got lucky with her guess on that. That's the sense I got. I don't think she knew that.
Mach 3 is a razor.
Yeah, man, I was so terrified she was going to say that. Speed Racer's car?
Oh, I like that. It's got like 5 blades on it. Takes the hair right out of my pitch. Not a nick in the world, because you know that stings when you put the deodorant on.
I've taken off 2 moles.
Exactly. I've nicked my neck. It's bled for days. Mach 4. What are you? I got a Mach 5, I think.
I don't know, man.
Mach 5, what was the new blade for?
I'm stuck with the 3.
You're the 3?
Either 2 or 3, man.
I think I got a 5 bag.
Like, 1's not good at 5. It's just too many. It's just ridiculous.
There was that period, too. Like, remember, like, fast food joints would just serve you a bucket of soda?
Yeah.
That was the same time. It was like, the Mach 20.
Yeah, it was like, how many blades?
One swipe will shave your head and your scalp.
Well, it came with all the stuff that you're like, do I need to, like, this puts lotion down. This one does an infrared in your face. This one pulls up the hairs. This one chops it down. And I'm like, dude, I just need to shave.
Yeah.
I really don't need all that science.
This one wakes you up, tells you it's time to get up and shave.
This one slaps you around and calls you ethnic slurs.
Now that don't leave this one alone, because it'll sleep with your wife.
And now
the
that
Mach 27.
And now that I'm here at the counter at the drugstore, we walk all the way freaking back there and unlock that goddamn thing.
So I can grab a razor.
Get my razors, please, and bring them back here to you.
Why don't they lock up the razors?
Because people grab them.
It's your policy. They're expensive. People grab them. Then you could resell them cheap.
Okay. So it's our way of saying we know we overcharge. Okay. And we're going to continue to.
He comes in here all the time. You'll see him. He's very clean shaven. We have a sketch up of the guy. Doesn't have a stubble on his face.
Looks great.
He does. Big Dummy is the game. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Head chef on the way. Ted's Meat and Potatoes is all about delicious desserts. The head chef will be in right after the game, known as Big Dummy. 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tanner. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tanner, are you on Team Sober or Team Not Sober?
Legally cannot be on Team Not Sober, so I am sober.
All right, Tanner, welcome to the show. Why can't you legally not be on Team Not Sober?
I am not 21 yet.
Oh, all right. Well, good for you. You'll get there in time.
I remember saying that when I was 18.
Yeah. All right. You're probably not going to be able to get this one either since you haven't had sex, but our men's room polls scream one name every time you have sex. Will it be your dad's, your mom's, dog, cat, or ex's there, Tanner?
I thought this through, and I'm going to choose my dog, Odin.
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 All right. Odin.
Oh, Odin.
Mm-hmm. A lot of mythical-sounding names today.
Oh, sure, you can get away with that one.
Zelda, Odin.
All right, let's see here. Here's your first question. What number have you rolled in a game of craps if you roll boxcars?
I'm going to go with 4?
That's what I was going to guess. Double 4?
Yeah, that's going to say a hard 8.
12. Double sixes.
Plus sixes. Ooh. That sounded deep. Like it was more of a bass-driven fart.
That fart came from my throat. By the way, I got an update on the the three buns in the McDonald's Big Mac.
Okay.
All right.
So Ted and I have a theory, but we don't know if we're right.
My belief was that the middle bun was just a bottom bun from another pack of rolls. What were you guys saying?
My idea is just a bun that's a little bit bigger, and they cut it. So, like, the middle piece is just, like, they cut it twice.
Yeah, it's all one bun cut three into three pieces.
Okay, it says, my son worked at McDonald's, and this is what he says about the Big Mac buns. The buns are already put together. The middle one is like the bottom bun, but there's no crust on the bottom.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess it is just one giant bun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just how they cut it.
All right, here is your question. What is the nickname for Alcatraz Prison? There's a wrestler that goes by the same name.
It's a record label. You're on it.
I don't know.
You're on it.
The Rock.
The Rock.
I think he's an actor now, by the way, Steve.
Who is? Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, you called him a wrestler. He hasn't.
I thought he was a linebacker.
Former linebacker, former wrestler, current actor, and television host. Mm-hmm.
Cheat meal enthusiast.
Yes.
Aren't we all?
All right. Shiitake, enoki, button, and porcini are all types of what?
I don't even know if you could call them a chip.
A chip?
Mushrooms. I don't like mushrooms, but I've had a steak with, like, dusted and porcini mushrooms that was pretty good.
Sure. Was it at a steakhouse?
Yes.
That is why.
Right.
Everything's almost 10 times better. All right. Joseph Merrick. A man by the name of Joseph Merrick is better known as who? They're not alive anymore.
Joseph Merrick.
You guys have a strong resemblance.
He was not a good-looking man. Mm-hmm.
But people would say that you kind of look like him, Tanner, a bit.
I usually don't get many.
The Elephant Man. The Elephant.
Eric Stoltz.
Okay.
Oh, look at this. You landed on a men's room members only question. This is a question where the answer is one of the members of the men's room radio show. Here is your question. Which member of the men's room slept through pooping themselves in bed only to wake up in their own dried feces the next morning?
I'm going to guess Ted.
Oh, thanks.
Not Ted. That'd be our very own Miles Montgomery.
Oh, that was me, wasn't it? I didn't sleep my way through it. I woke up immediately when I slept on it.
You told us you woke up and it was all dried on the bed.
You talking about when I was on vacation?
Yes.
Oh, it was at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what.
And I tried to hide the sheets. You know what I mean? You know how hard it is to hide the sheets in
a hotel room?
On your first night? I'll just tuck these underneath the sink.
Is that what you did?
Well, dude, I tried to I tried to wash them out.
Right.
And then it started looking like I spilled a whole cup of coffee on the sink. It just spread.
So you spilled them under the sink?
Oh, God. Just like, I don't know what happened. Maybe I was eating a fudgesicle in bed.
Yeah, that's it.
Love fudgesicles.
All right, your question. What is Japanese sake made from? What's the primary ingredient?
Sake?
Sake.
Sake.
Mm-hmm.
It's very popular.
Fish?
Ah, rice water.
Rice. Yeah. Hang on the line for us there, Tanner.
We'll get you to question number 7 here. Try to find something you know a little bit about. More of a Big Tummy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 844-999-HOLA.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.